In this screencast, we're going to take a look at Microsoft SQL Server 2008 and Change Data Capture. This is Brian Von Axelson, Partner Solutions Advisor with the Microsoft Corporation. To help track data changes and ensure data warehouse consistency, SQL Server 2008 introduces Change Data Capture functionality to log updates in change tables, which makes it easy to identify rows that have been modified and to determine the details of the modification and its cause. To visualize how Change Data Capture works, let's run an integration services package on the AdventureWorks database. CDC is targeted at applications which require visibility to changes in data in specific tables over specific periods of time. The most typical example of this would be an incremental load process on a data warehouse, which is what we'll be simulating with this integration services package. Such an application first needs to identify the data in the source transactional database, which has changed since the last time it ran, typically the previous night. SQL Server 2008's Change Data Capture feature allows such an application to identify this data directly by querying the CDC tables for all records within a given time period of interest. Before CDC, such an application would require querying some system or record of changes not integral to the database engine itself. Such records depend on custom-developed triggers on each table to record changed data in the log or history tables. Or maybe we're going to use timestamp columns, which themselves depend on triggers to update, or status columns, or a combination of these. CDC not only provides a greater level of reliability by its integration with the database engine itself, but allows a centralized and consistent format and location in which to locate the changed data and metadata regarding those changes. So what I'm doing now is opening up my CDC sample solution, and then I'm going to go ahead and pin out a couple of the projects and solutions, and we'll scroll up so we can actually take a look at the different elements within this solution package. This top task enables CDC on the sample tables and makes sure the sample data is ready for the demo. These view tasks will display data at points throughout the demo, allowing us to see the data as it moves through the IS package. Next, these three modify insert tasks modify data in CDC-enabled tables so change data is generated and can be seen. The determine extraction time task ensures the correct time period of CDC data is requested. And as I scroll down, we'll see the last portion, which is the cycle master. The cycle master represents a periodic task to ETL from CDC data to a data warehouse target. This will only run once in this demo, but would normally be scheduled at some regular interval. Now let's run this IS package and see what happens. So I'm going to go over here and click on run or debug. This first data viewer shows us a subset of the original unchained customer data on which CDC has been enabled. Note the column values on row 696, which we'll observe throughout this demo. This second data viewer shows the customer table after a number of updates, as well as quite a few inserts have been performed. The territory has been updated from 1 to 2, and the customer type has been updated from S to I. There are also now rows visible below 701, indicating that additional records have been inserted in this table. Finally, this third data viewer is a view of the system table created when the CDC is enabled on a table. One of these tables is created for each table on which CDC is enabled. Notice here in the first column, underbar dollar sign start underbar LSN indicates the LSN or log sequence number from which the CDC record was generated. Over here in the fourth column, the underbar dollar sign operation indicates the DML operation which generated this CDC record. 1 equals delete, 2 equals insert, 3 equals before update, and 4 equals after update. The 6th and following columns are the state of the change data. Note, the first and second rows reflecting the customer ID 696 data before and after the update was performed, and the rows below reflecting all the other inserts to the customer table. Well, that wraps up today's screencast as we took a look at SQL Server 2008 and change data capture. Remember, SQL Server 2008 introduces CDC functionality to log updates and change tables, which makes it easy to identify rows that have been modified and to determine the details of the modification and its cause. We can use this functionality to help track data changes and ensure data warehouse consistency. Again, this is Brian Von Axelsen, Partner Solutions Advisor with Microsoft. Thanks for joining and have a great day.